Toast and Jam is back once again for sports talk and more from the 1047 studios in the Valley City Times Record Building in beautiful downtown Valley City. I'm Tim Oast, the Toaster, or Toast for short. Here he is, Paul McDonald, or Jam. And I was wondering, what would be short for Jam?
Well, would I be the Jammer and then Jam for short?
Or is it Jelly? Jelly?
Jelly?
Okay. Anyway. I was wondering about that. What's short for Jam? You'll have to think about that one.
Well, that'll be something for next week.
Give us an answer next week. Toast and Jam brought to you by the North Dakota Army National Guard and Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang agent. And let's give you the answer for last week's trivia question brought to you by Nodak Insurance. With football underway, which one of these Minnesota Vikings players was in the NFL? Wait. They were in the NFL. Duh. Was the NFL MVP? Was it Chuck Foreman, Randy Moss, Jim Marshall, Alan Page? You had the answer right away. You didn't even think about it.
Nope. It's and if memory serves, he was the first ever defensive end to be named most valuable player.
And we are talking?
The judge.
The judge. You come to judge.
You come to judge.
Alan Page.
Yep, Alan Page.
Man, he could play some defense. Oh. We miss a guy like that.
We do. Actually, he was a D tackle because the ends were Marshall and Eller, and then Larson and Page were the tackles.
Yeah. Boy.
But he was fast. He was quick off the ball.
We haven't seen a front four like that in a long, long time.
Well, yeah, not four. You'll see one or two, but to have four solid guys like that. And then after Larson retired, Doug Sutherland came in, and he was part of the mix for a while.
Boy, those are good old days. Our weekly trivia question brought to you by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang agent. We'll have another trivia question coming up later in the podcast. Well, here we go. The fall sports season underway. Paul, let's start with the Valley City Highliners. A lot of stuff going on right now.
They're off and running. Tennis had a scrimmage at Fargo North. So they finished second as a team. Miles Taylor, who's a senior this year for the Highlander boys tennis team, really played well. And talk with Matt Nielsen and Eric Kringley, the coaching staff, they said he's going to have a good season his senior year. So Miles Taylor kind of be the leader on that team. And then they'll have their first first meet coming up today. Here, we're talking Tuesday. They will be at Fargo Davies to open up the regular season for the boys tennis team.
Oh, good luck to the boys. The girls had a great season. Let's see if the boys.
Now the boys, very young, very, very young boys team. A lot of 7th, 8th graders, a lot of 8th graders. But in those lower classes, a lot of talent. So I think Coach Nielsen said, give us a couple of years, and then you're going to start seeing some results.
When he says that, he
knows what he's talking about, absolutely.
How about volleyball? Where
volleyball,
are we at?
They actually just started practice last week, so they will be getting going here. This week, I think they have their first actual match this week, because they've only been going for about a week. So they haven't, they won't get, I think it's after Labor Day, to be honest with you, when they start their actual games. May have scrimmages coming up this weekend. And usually the season starts, they have that crossover you play East and West. And is it this year? No, it's next year that the three-class system hits volleyball in North Dakota, the 2025 school year, where we will have the three-class system that we're seeing in basketball now will be in volleyball. So we're still EDC, but I think there's some talent there. So Coach Cynthia Clable, a new volleyball coach for the Highlanders this year, and it should be a fun year.
How about the cross-country?
They have one meet under their belt. They were at the original Invitational. Of course, that's the name of the business in Jamestown. Mm-hmm. And they're at the Parkhurst Recreation Area. And there's the 5K, the 4K, and the 3K. So they have the half miles. So I don't know what all the distances are. I never was good in the metric system. That's why I never moved to Canada. But anyway, Greta Govan leading the way there. She was the top finisher for the Highliners. She's a senior this year.
And she'll be a force.
Yep, absolutely. And they're going to be, they'll be right there again. A lot of young runners for both the boys and girls this year. Top runner for the boys was Jack Sorby. He was one of the top runners. I want to say he's a 8th or 9th grader. ninth grader, I think, this year for Jack. And he'll be the top runner for the boys. And so they're off and running, no pun intended. On Thursday, they will be their next meeting down at Breckwap.
Okay. And let's see, girls golf.
Girls golf, playing mostly a JV schedule. Tyler Van Bruggen is the new coach this year, and they've had a couple of meets, but they're playing mostly the JV schedule because they're two very young golf team for the girls. And so I think they've only had one varsity meet. That was the one at Bjornsson, the first match, first meet of the season. But they will be on the road coming up this weekend. And I want El Zagel. They're going to be in El Zagel, the nine-holer in Fargo.
Yeah, the par three.
That's a par three course. Yep.
Good way to get those girls into the golf game.
Just get them loose. Get them going. Get the swings down. And but again, a very, very young golf team.
Now, we didn't mention football. I didn't mention football yet because I'm going to save that for
later.
Another portion of this podcast.
Later.
Let's talk VCSU right now. Cross country.
They're going to be getting started this week. Of course, a lot of the meets, they wait until after Labor Day, after the students are here, because now classes started, I think, last week for the freshmen. I think some of the upperclassmen started this week. So the cross country team, they'll be getting going here after the Labor Day holiday. And volleyball's had four matches in so far. They were at a scrimmage at UMary. Now they're off until after the holiday as well. But things slowly but sure, after the Labor Day, it'll be fast and furious.
A lot of excitement around that women's volleyball team, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Sadie Hansen, again, coming off a stellar year where she was a North Star setter of the year, got setter of the week in the first week of the season here for the Vikings. And there's a lot of excitement around this volleyball team, a lot of experience, a lot of talent.
Well, I think they have that sights on that national tournament again.
They are looking at that, and they'll have September 10th, circle that on your calendar, home match against Concordia College, and that'll be at the new bubble, as we're going to call it for a while.
Yeah, new look bubble.
It's a great look.
Yeah, okay. Golf. They doing any golf in the fall?
They do some. Of course, they just, Colin Haas just got hired as the men's and women's golf coach, but they too will be, they'll be getting started right away because they don't have a lot of fall matches because of the weather.
Right.
They usually go out to Dickinson and play.
One in Bismarck maybe.
And Bismarck, they go Bully Pulpit. I think they try to do something on the western part of the state. And then in the southern part down in South Dakota, they go to a couple of tournaments down in South Dakota too. They'll have maybe a handful of tournaments before they get going.
And baseball, not really doing any games much in the game department, but really doing all the fundamentals and basics and scrimmaging and that kind of thing.
Exactly. That's a developmental thing. To talk with Coach DeMaria and Coach Thornhill here the other day. A lot of the guys are in. They start today, or yesterday, Monday, they started, and they'll be working here for about a month, but no actual games. They're going to roll the dice and try to get all those games in the spring. And but they're doing extra trips, too, in the spring, too. They got Florida, Kansas City, and there's one other one in there. I think Oklahoma are the three trips are taken in the spring.
Okay, Coach Thornhill, is he the assistant?
He's the hitting coach, the assistant.
From
coach,
Texas?
He's from California as well.
Okay. Texas, though? Who's the one from Texas?
The one from Texas is Cameron.
Cameron
Bitts. He's the one from Texas, from the Houston area.
I golfed with him on Saturday at the golf course.
Yep, he's from Texas. He's a Houston from the Houston area.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Very good. Are we missing anything? Fall sports?
Well,
except for football.
We're going to save football down the line here. But I think that's
pretty much.
Well, we got, of course, we have a couple of Highliners, Gabe Dennison and Jake Anderson, that play soccer for the Jamestown Blue Jays, a team that's picked to win the WDA this year.
Wow.
After winning it for the first time last year. And they're off to a 3-0 start, if memory serves, and they've been blowing out their first two opponents. But again, we got a couple of Highliners that play soccer for Jamestown, and I think that is about it for fall sports.
Very good. Well, that takes us into the Pick 6 football contest that we kicked off this week with the Times Record and Times Online. I'm excited about this.
Me too.
We haven't done this in the paper for a while, and we had to bring it back.
Yep.
We just did. Each week, I'll tell you a little bit about it. Each week, readers can give their best gridiron guesses in choosing the outcome of each of the Valley City Highliners, VCSU Vikings, UND, NDSU, Minnesota Vikings, and a wild card game listed on the form found in the Tuesday print edition of the Times Record, in the Monday e-edition, and also online at timesonline.com. Now drop off the sheet at the Times Record office, 146 3rd Street Northeast, beautiful Valley City, or mail or email your guesses or answers to us at valleycitytimesrecord@gmail.com.
And I check it every morning.
Yes, you do. Now, weekly deadline to receive information is Thursday at 5 p.m., before 5 p.m. You got to get them in early. Yep. Don't wait around.
Because it's a Thursday night game.
Right. There are Thursday night games, and we got to have those in. One lucky winner is going to win a $50 gift card from one of our sponsors each week for having picked the most winners. I'm going to stress, though, if we have a tie, we'll do a drawing, but those five, let's say there were five that were tied, we'll move those five names into the grand prize drawing. So they may not have won the $50 gift card, but they could win the big one.
Only one weekly winner.
Right.
But everybody has a shot that gets
yes.
it right.
Yeah. Okay. Plus, those winners will also be thrown into that pot for the grand prize. It's a Minnesota Viking Fun Bus trip, including two game tickets and overnight stay, October 19th and 20th. I looked at the calendar. Detroit.
Ah. That's going to be dandy. They got the Detroit Lions coming to town.
Yeah, that'll be a fun trip for somebody. Get a big thank you to Dakota Rose Floral, PetroServe USA Farm Store, Bits Tire and Service, Enterprise Sales, Handy Home and Hardware, Labor Club, Bong's Bootery, Quality Alignment, BCSU, Smith Lumber Company, Blair's Auto Body, and Alley Beans. Great support from a lot of our sponsors in this one. Really liking it. So now, here's what we're going to do. You know, Toast and Jam are going to make our picks as well. And we'll see how we fare with our readers. So here, and again, there's no Minnesota Viking game this week, so we don't have the Vikings in here. But we have some other good college games.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to start with NDSU Bison at Colorado. That's coming up Thursday night. This could be a tough one for the Bison, I think.
I think they're going to get a rude awakening when they see
primetime,
Mr. Sanders.
Yeah, primetime son, quarterback. He's rated as one of the best quarterbacks in the college ranks right now.
Yep, the dual threat, great arm, can move very fast.
There's going to be some speed that the Bison haven't seen in a while. This will be interesting.
I got to figure the training staff needs to take some extra tape because there's going to be a lot of ankle breaks, I think, in Boulder here on Thursday.
And extra jock straps as well because they're going to lose them on the way. Bison, Colorado, what do you think?
I'm going, well, see, it's the Buffaloes against the Bison.
So yeah, I know.
They're the same species, but I'm taking Deion Sanders in Colorado.
Okay. I think I'm going to agree with you on that one. At Colorado, they're going to be pretty feisty down there. The crowd is going to be big time.
Yes.
And I think Colorado, maybe just too much speed. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
BCSU Vikings at Minot State, also Thursday. That's going to be a tough one for the Vikes, but I feel good about this Viking team.
Yeah, I do too.
And I don't know much about Minot State. They've been bottom dwellers.
Yeah.
For that D2 division. NSIC?
NSIC, yep.
For how many years?
Oh, a handful.
I don't know. And we used to have a nice little rivalry with them back in the day. We didn't like each other.
No.
Vikes, Minot State. I'm going to go with the Vikes. I really am. I'm going to step out.
And I'm going to agree with you, Valley City State, because really the talent level, I think, is very similar. I don't think Minot State, because they're Division II, are above VCSU. I think they're very equal in the talent level. Mm-hmm. And, it's going to be free admission. So, Viking fans, if you head to Minot, free admission. So, let's see a lot of the Cardinal and White there at the Dome coming up here this Thursday. That's a Thursday night game as well. So, VCSU, I'm going with the Vikings as well.
And pick second in the North Star this year?
Yep, pick second behind Dickinson
Guess
State.
Guess who? Dickinson. Okay.
All right.
Well, anyway, Minnesota Gophers and North Carolina go at it Thursday as well. I don't know anything about the Gophers this year. I know they lost some people.
They lost their quarterback. They lost their running back. Graduate, of course. Played, now, the Vikings signed him, Mohammed Ibrahim. So he's with the Vikings now. But their starting quarterback most of last year, he hit the old portal and is gone.
Well, and North Carolina is a basketball school, so...
I'm going to still take the Gophers, me
personally. Is that at Minnesota? Or?
It is at home.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to go with the Gophers.
Yeah, and it's at Huntington Bank, and so I'm going with the Gophers on one as well.
And we're going to bring it down to the high school ranks on Friday. The Highlanders kick off their year at Lisbon. Mm-hmm. And, you know, these two teams used to be in the same same division, double A, back in the day. And I always enjoyed that double A division.
Right.
It was tough.
There I think Cavalier was probably in
Cavalier
that group.
Was in there, and Devil's Lake, Wahpeton.
Minot Ryan, were they in
Minot there? Ryan was in the early years, Watford City.
Okay.
Hazen, Beulah.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, that was a good was division.
Good class.
Yeah, it was. Grafton. Grafton was in there, too. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Hopefully we can get back to something like that again.
Well, they're trying.
Yeah, and Castleton. And Kindred were both in that division,
right.
too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's Highlanders Lisbon, at Lisbon.
You're going to see a physical Lisbon team. I mean, they're a physical team.
And what is it about good wrestling high schools? They make great football players.
Because they're good offensive linemen.
They are.
You get all those good offensive linemen that have the low center of gravity, know how to grapple one-on-one with somebody and hold that block. This is going to be an interesting one for Coach Engen in his second year.
I'm not going to go against the Highlanders. I'm going to do the Highlanders.
You know, we've got Bryson Heck back, a quarterback.
Yeah. We've got enough talent there.
Yeah, there's some talent. I think Caden Ahman, back at the running back, we saw him a little bit last year and really came out and had a great season, coming off the bench and then started, worked his way into the starting lineup. This is going to be a good one, but I am going to have to go with the Highlanders too. We got to stay with the Highlanders.
Got to stay at home.
Yep.
UND Fighting Hawks, they go to Iowa State on Saturday. This is a tall order. Iowa State was a good football team last year.
Right.
I think they lost their quarterback, but that doesn't matter.
No.
At that level, it really doesn't matter. Iowa State. Too much.
Mm-hmm.
Too much for UND. UND, they got a kid that's starting at quarterback.
Olson, is that his name?
Nine-man football.
Yeah.
From the Langdon area.
Langdon area. And this is his first start in his first starting gig since he led the Cardinals to 3 straight state championships. So he hasn't started in 4 years.
And he's looking at a whole lot different defense now than he did back in nine-man days.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, I'm going to go with Iowa State in this one.
Stay with the Cyclones.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here's one, though. South Dakota State at Oklahoma State. That's Saturday also. That intrigues me.
I do.
Man,
I think the Jackrabbits, I might take the Jackrabbits.
I think they have enough. I think they have enough to step out and do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go
They got one of the better quarterbacks in the FCS who's now on the Walter Payton watch list. That's the similar to the Heisman for the FCS.
Yeah. I'm going to go South Dakota State.
I'm going to go. I have to stay with I am too.
The Rabbits.
I'm going for the upset. That's our upset of the week right there.
That could be right there. Okay. There you have it. That's the pick six. That's how it looks. You get a chance to pick those winners too. All you do is look for it online, Valley City, timesonline.com, and also in our paper, Valley City Times Record, Tuesday edition. You can drop it off or email us.
We're emailing 5 o'clock Thursday is your deadline because obviously this week we've got three Thursday games this week. So
yeah, we got to get that underway. We do it in a big way, Thursdays. Wow. Let's take a little break here. We've got something to say about the North Dakota Army National Guard.
We do.
Many service options available. You decide which is the best fit for your lifestyle. There are two paths to service in the Army National Guard, enlisted soldier or commissioned officer. And look at that education assistance. Mm. That's the part that really catches a lot of attention. A lot of good stuff there. Like they say, it's part-time service, lifelong benefits. They have enlistment bonuses, health care, education and training, money and pay, family. You're all family. I have a number there, a couple of numbers. Do you see those?
I see those.
Yeah. Are they going to? I think they should work.
I think they'll work.
Yeah. You want to pass those on to us?
Well, it's 1-800-GO-GUARD.
Yeah.
So you have to spell on your keypad. Or 701-253-1030. Just, and if you have any information, you know, go to ndarmyguard.com.
Yeah.
And check it out on the website.
They have all of it spelled out right there. It's hell, if you don't know what you're going to do after college, it's a great way. Or even before you go to college.
Right.
You know, do it now and get your school paid for.
Right. Well, I was talking to a dad whose son's a senior this year. He still doesn't know what he's going to do. And I said, hey, did you ever think about the National Guard? Mm-hmm. And he looked at me like, you know, that's not a bad idea.
Well, like one of the people mentioned here, joining the National Guard, it made me more respectful, disciplined, well-rounded individual, and I thank the Guard for helping me become who I am today. That was from one of the Guard recruits on the second page. Yeah. Let's do the Twins, Minnesota Twins, quick like. Twins still hanging around.
Yeah.
They're not out of it totally, but, boy, sometimes it looks like it.
Every time they lose, like, oh, what are we, 4 or 5 games back now? But I think there's still two.
Two and a half.
Okay.
Because Indians lost two.
Guardians are losing.
I mean the Indians. Yeah. I mean the Guardians. Yeah. Guardians lost two to Kansas City.
Yep. Kansas City's, wow, they're much improved. So now Kansas City's, I think, only a half game out. Or maybe a game
one,
out.
One game out.
One game out.
We're 2.5. Okay. We own Kansas City.
Right.
I don't get it.
That's fickle.
I know it is.
Oh.
Oh, well, go Twins. Hopefully they can. They got bombed by Atlanta last night, being Tuesday, and it would have been a Monday night game. They had a rain delay forever.
Yeah.
And that was our ace on the mound, Ober.
That was Ober. Yeah, Bailey.
Grand slam in the first inning.
I saw the highlights last night, and, like, there's nobody there. And then I forgot about the storms that they had to rain out through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's go to golf. Tom Hoagie ties for 13th place in the BMW Championship last weekend, wins $344,000.
Nice chunk of change.
Yeah. He will play in the Tour Championship this weekend. So he did make that. So he'll be playing for some bigger cash there. Another big tournament, too. Another golf tournament this weekend. It's the Labor Day tournament at the Jamestown Country Club. I don't know if all the Valley City guys are going to be golfing or not. I know Jared is. Jared Lentz probably.
Yeah, he is.
I'm not sure on Travis. Travis Ingstead usually shows up. Shane, he's going to be a no-show. He's got...
dad duties?
Yeah, family duties.
He's got family duties.
Yeah, not this year. He's been doing too many... he had another tournament going on, so
okay,
couldn't do this one.
All right. We'll let him off this time.
We'll let him off the hook. Yeah. All right. So... today in sports history.
Ooh.
This is kind of cool. 1910.
I remember it.
Fruit Gum Company.
What's that?
The Fruit Gum Company.
The Fruit
Gum. 1910 Fruit Gum Company.
Yep.
They sang a Chewy Chewy or Yummy Yummy.
Yummy Yummy. I got love my tummy.
There we go. Love my tummy. Anyway, 1910, using 137,000 candle power arc lights, two amateur baseball teams play a night game at White Sox Park, 1910. A lot of candle power. It's crazy. 1978, MLB Cincinnati Reds Joe Morgan is first to hit 200 homers and have 500 stolen bases. Mm. He was an athlete.
Yes.
Joe Morgan on the Big Red Machine.
Oh, yeah.
1985, Mary Jo Fernandez at 14 years and 8 days, that's her age, mm-hmm, becomes youngest player to win the U.S. Tennis Open. Eric will like that one.
Yeah, and she, of course, is on TV now covering this year's U.S. Open.
Yeah. 1995, the 95th U.S. Golf Amateur Championship is won by Tiger Woods.
And how did he do? Did he go pro?
I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't heard much about him lately. 2004, in a huge upset in the men's basketball semifinal at the Athens Olympics, Argentina beats a star-studded but unsettled U.S. team, 89-81. They go on to take the gold, the U.S., the bronze.
Oh. That
shook the world on that one.
Argentina, that's a soccer country. What are they doing beating us in basketball?
I don't know. How about sports birthdays today? We don't have a lot of them. 1985, born on this day, 85, David Price, baseball pitcher.
Left-hander.
2012 Cy Young Award. Tampa Bay Rays, five-time All-Star, World Series, 2018 Boston Red Sox. I was born in Tennessee. 1989, James Harden.
Okay.
NBA.
Yep.
MVP, 2018, NBA All-Star, 2013 through 19. Houston Rockets, born in L.A. Mm-hmm. Those are the sports birthdays. That's all I have.
That's it. That's not birthdays. Much.
Now, let's get to our trivia. Sports trivia brought to you by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent.
Well, I can tell you that sometimes it pays to have all your eggs in that one big basket, especially if those eggs need to be insured by a company that you can trust. Well, that company is Nodak Insurance Company. The more you insure with Nodak, the more you save your home, your vehicle, your business, your collectibles, everything you care about at a price that won't break you. Give Chris Quilvang a call, the agent with answers at 845-2912.
And we do know he's a big VCSU Viking fan.
Yes, he is.
One of the biggest. Whole family is.
Yep. His last kid going through there now playing volleyball.
Got to be exciting for those people. That volleyball team is something to watch. If you get a chance, get out there, check it out. Here's our question, trivia question. Before the Bison, NDSU's nickname was what?
Ooh.
They did have a nickname before the Bison.
Okay.
What was the name? What was the nickname? The Bison. Not the Bison. NDSU's first nickname was what?
I guess. I'll make a guess next week.
Next week you're going
to. Next show we do, I'm going to make a guess.
Okay. Let's see. And I'm being partial.
And I'm not going to Google it. I'm going to just give it a flying
give it a
shot.
Thought. Okay. I bet you got it.
No, I don't think so.
I bet you do. Okay. It's our sports trivia brought to you by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent. I got a few words of wisdom from Mike Ditka.
Oh, boy. Can you say them on this show?
I can.
Okay, good.
But I thought it was interesting.
Okay.
Because it kind of ties in with you.
With me?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It does. What's the difference between a three-week-old puppy and a sports writer? Do you know the answer? In 6 weeks, the puppy stops whining.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh.
Only Mike Ditka.
Them's fighting words.
Oh, boy. What's the difference between a three-week-old puppy and a sports writer? In 6 weeks, the puppy stops whining.
Okay, then.
Oh, boy.
6 weeks from today.
We'll keep counting.
We'll keep counting.
Oh, 1047 Studios, that's where we're at. We love doing this every week, and we'll be back again next week. Hopefully we'll grab a guest.
Yeah, we'll see.
Kind of fun to do alone once in a while, you know. That'll do it for Toast and Jam this week. Thanks to our sponsors, North Dakota Army National Guard and Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent. Again, like always, thanks to our executive producer, Eric Kringley, thank you.
He's going to be going to the U.S. Open. He and wife Susan.
Oh, really?
And the boys, Hale and Kai, are going to be heading to the U.S. Open. They go every year.
Okay.
And that USTA, you know, they have their own booth. They have the president's booth, and they get the Northern District, which is what we're in, has their night. So they'll be up there. He says, "Yeah, but I can wear a shirt and tie and a suit. I want to wear shorts and a T-shirt when I go to the U.S. Open."
Yeah. Muscle Shirt.
Yeah, Muscle Shirt.
Fun.
We'll be in New York, and maybe we'll have to have him on and talk about what goes on at the U.S. Open.
That would be fun, too.
At Arthur Ashe Stadium.
You got it.
All right.
Okay, what else? Anything else we're missing?
Just one real quick thing. Football. There was a JV game last night for the Highlanders. They lost to Central Cast 32-28, but make sure you keep this name in the back of your brain for Highlanders for the future. Corbin Powell, 19 carries, 209 yards, and 3 touchdowns for the Highlanders last night.
Okay. Got to like that.
Yeah.
That's a good start.
That's a pretty good start.
Yeah.
So.
Where was the, I was coming back from Oaks. We had our senior tour in Oaks yesterday, and I just
wiped out. You don't want to talk about that?
I wiped out on that course. Yeah. I don't know what happened. But I saw a Highlander bus going south. One of those fancy looking Highlander buses going south. Yeah.
The new activity bus.
Where were they going?
They were heading to Oaks.
Okay.
That was junior high was playing down in Oaks.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha. So that's what that was.
Yep. And that new white Highlander activity
looking
bus.
Looking good on the highway.
Oh, doesn't look good.
Yeah.
It does look good.
Very good. Well, that's going to do it for us this week. Paul, have a nice weekend.
You too.
And weekend.
Yeah.
It's a Labor Day weekend coming up, a longer weekend for a lot of folks.
Enjoy it.
Yeah. We'll catch you next week. That's Toast and Jam.